The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Monday morning to you, 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, where we are. And, of course, those of you who are aware and awake, today is tax day. I know. Yeah, I know. Don't you love it? And so to celebrate that, we've got 10% off Vitamir products, 10% off Strauss Naturals products, 10% off Grown by Nature products with free shipping, 10% off all clay sizes of calcium bentonite clay, and the free ebook Kickstart Your Day with clay mixing instructions, and 10% off astaxanthin, the king of carotenoids. And of course, those of you, because we have the 10% off Vitamir, we have an extra added bonus there. You get a free Vitamir toothpaste when you donate $25 or more. The best way to donate that is to call the Power Mall when we open at 8 a.m. Central. That's 59 minutes from now at 877-817-9829. And of course, you can also make donations indirectly by purchasing through one of our partners or buying from the Power Mall. You can see the full list of partners if you go to thepowerhour.com and click on the Partners tab, one of which, U.S. Coin Capital. Fred Deshefsky, we have him on the show a lot. And, of course, as a distinguished member of the American Numismatic Association, he's at the forefront of currency knowledge and trends. A lot of you have been very concerned about your investments and where they should be. I have always said to get $1,000 face value of silver, junk silver, not bullion, because as Fred mentioned on the show, there are tax consequences with buying silver and gold bullion. Because anytime you want to turn it in and sell it, they have to fill out tax paperwork. So that's why we have Fred on the show. And if you have questions, as he and his team are standing by at 800-878-2646. See, since it's tax day, I had to mention that. Because people, you know, they don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. They don't know how to hedge their bets. And they're panicking because of everything they see and hear. And a lot of this is fear-mongering by the mainstream media. Now, for those of you who haven't been paying attention, who have just, you know, had a, resigned yourself to a peaceful weekend last weekend, on Saturday afternoon, Iran launched dozens of drones from its own territory toward Israel in addition to missiles. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps issued a statement confirming its launch on the attack on Israel, saying it's in response to the IDF's earlier strike on the consular compound in the Syrian capital of Damascus. IRGC said it hit specific targets in Israel with dozens of drones and missiles reported in Iranian state media. And, of course, the attack comes hours after the Iranian armed forces seized a container ship linked to Israel near the Strait of Hormuz. That's a key maritime shipping route to the Persian Gulf. In the wake of the ongoing Iranian retaliation, U.S. State Department has warned Americans in Israel not to travel outside major cities, which are better protected from the airborne attack by the country's Iron Dome missile defense system. The latest travel advisory noted that travel by government employees in Israel could be further restricted. Meanwhile, on Sunday, Iran warned Israel and the U.S. that it would carry out a larger attack if either country retaliates against Tehran's overnight missile and drone attack. Well, they're saying, and this is what Israel is saying, that 99% of all those missiles, of all the drones and the various types of missiles, were intercepted outside of Israel. One missile caused minor damage to an airbase. Another injured a seven-year-old girl, according to Israeli Army spokesman Daniel Hagari. And, of course, he told the Associated Press this. Now, of course, we all know about AP, don't we? I look back at the way AP used to be when I was a news reporter in Kansas City versus what's going on here. I'm like, what the hell happened to Associated Press? You see, and this is the thing. Iran says it launched all these missiles and drones. We know from back channel information that U.S. military in the Persian Gulf shot down a lot of these drones. They were intercepted before they even got to Israel. And, of course, the 300 or so drones, it's funny because they try to give Israel complete credit for destroying all these drones and missiles. And they said 99% of them. Yeah. But what happened to the other 1% that hit their intended targets? May have caused more deaths than the Israeli government is willing to admit. Because that's bad PR. Israel looks like it has to have the positive outcome here, and that Iran is just saber rattling by doing what they did and wasting a lot of their own money, whatever you want to call that, on launching stuff that never hit its intended target, but 1% of it, you know, if 99%, do the math, come on. If 99% did not hit their target, that means 1% did. But of course, AP is not going to report because they were told not to, or they weren't given all of the information. So they just basically magpied and did what they were told and reported what they were told. In the meantime, during an appearance on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures, this House Speaker Mike Johnson was asked about the attack. And of course, Mr. Johnson said, noting only days after he became Speaker, the House passed a $14 billion aid package for Israel that would have been paid for by slashing the budget of the IRS. The bill has languished in the Senate, where it hasn't even been brought up for a vote by guess who? Chucky, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Later, Mr. Johnson noted the House passed a clean funding bill for Israel, also with the top line cost of $14 billion. That was opposed by a majority of Democrats after Joe Biden said he'd veto the bill. Still, Mr. Johnson says he plans on making another foray into funding Israel. Yeah, we need to just print more money. We also have an additional story on our email blast here about U.S. government, a deadbeat? Apparently, there's some people taking notice of the fact that the U.S. government borrows all this money and doesn't pay its bills. And there's also a related story about Biden allowing sanctions on Iran to expire before it attacked Israel. Imagine that. But yet they still want to give away all our money. I mean, we got a border wall that needs to be built. We've got cities falling apart. We got bridges falling apart. Oh, hats off to George Freund up in Canada for giving us the heads up on the 26 barges breaking loose on the flooded Ohio River, destroying the Pittsburgh Marina. Late Friday, they had to. How do 26 barges come loose? I mean, yeah, I know the Ohio River's flooded. 26 barges? I mean, the McKees Rocks Bridge was closed in both directions. Rail traffic was shut down on the bridge. And this is a rail bridge to Brinot Island. And, of course, both were deemed to be reopened when it was safe to do so. The barges broke loose at about 11:25 p.m. local time after flooding rain swelled the Ohio River. Three barges were empty. The rest were loaded with dry cargo like coal. It caused extensive damage to Peggy's Harbor. Local reporter said the barges crashed into between 60 and 70 boat slips, crushing both the boats and the dock. The boat owner told them, one of them said, "I've never seen carnage like this before." A tugboat corralled 11 of the barges as they struck the Brunout Island train bridge. The second part of the video attached to this story that you can watch shows barges approaching the bridge and making it through without colliding. Some had the help of a manned boat. And of course, you know, raw news, raw alerts, news people were there, and They said there was another motor vessel downriver I saw as we approached the bridge. So far, they've been able to push some of them through. After inspection, the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation opened the rail bridge around 2:30 a.m. Sunday. 14 barges continued their uncontrolled journey downriver. The first part of the video showed the barges hitting the Emsworth Dam. According to U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the Coast Guard secured 9 barges at the lock and dam. As of Saturday afternoon, only one had been removed. One empty barge sunk. 6 went over the dam. Another of the secured barges broke free again Saturday. Wow. You know, because of the fact they came loose at 11:26 at night. Yes, I know. People are now speculating it's a terrorist attack. Always got that margin right there. That little margin of people that suspect. Well, I mean, are we in World War III or not? There's a lot of people who say we are, a lot of people who say we're not. A lot of people that don't want to be bothered with World War III because they got their own lives to get on with. It's okay. I get it. You got more things to worry about in your own personal life than you do about some barge breaking loose on the Ohio River. I get it. That's one of the reasons why we analyze what's going on in America, especially with what these news bureaus report. Especially Associated Press. God, I can't believe these people. Trump, of course, was at a rally in Schnecksville, Pennsylvania at the Fire Company Fairgrounds. 42,000 people estimated showed up. Shivering in the chilly, damp condition with gusting winds for at least 5 hours. And of course, before launching his extensive commentary about the upcoming New York trial, which, by the way, starts today. In New York City. New York City. Yeah. America prays for Israel, he said. So what we're asking everybody here to do, because we know what's going on here. We know this is a shift show. We know it's politically motivated. And we ask you to please pray for former President Trump, because he's probably not going to get a fair trial in New York City. I know a lot of you are just reeling in delight that Trump's going to get his, you know. Trump says, by the way, that he's going to testify in his upcoming criminal trial if called to do so. He says, I always tell the truth, and the truth is they have no case. There's a lot of legal eagles out there that have been looking at this and said they have no case. For about the next 4 days or so, you're going to see voir dire going on. So jury selection is going to start, and voir dire is when they question the jury. There is some speculation, of course, as to how to get out of jury pools. So what do you say? Well, President Trump is on trial here. Do you have any objection to being partial? And I'm going to hang the bastard. Oh, well, sorry, you're out of jury duty. You're excused. You see, it's what we call a peremptory challenge, folks. So if you don't know about that, you get somebody out there. Oh, I can't see. Here's the thing about these jurors trying to get a jury pool of unbiased jury of your peers is going to be real tough in Manhattan. And see, there's another reason why being in a jury pool might be problematic is because you might be putting, if people find out you're on that jury. Oh, can you imagine the target that might be on your back? There's some people out there that love President Trump that may not want, you know, you know where I'm going with that. That's why people are, I don't know whether they want to be on that jury. Seriously, any of the juries, I don't think they want to be on. Because everybody out there knows these things are politically motivated. And if they're that politically motivated, I mean, just imagine what happened out in Bakersfield, California. Imagine that. You want to talk about taking Karen to a whole new level. You know what a Karen is, right? I know people are having a hard time figuring that out. That's somebody that thinks they're entitled to, you know, make and say whatever they want to say without consequence. Chew on people for no, people just like, why is she yelling at me? You know, we've had pictures of movies of Karens getting out of their cars and going to the car behind them because they didn't like the way they were, you know, tailgating them and start screaming at through the window and banging on the window. That's a Karen. Well, an anti-Israel protester is accused of lobbying terroristic threats at city council members in Bakersfield, claiming they're all horrible human beings. The incident happened during a meeting last week when residents were allowed to share their comments. The suspect in the case, identified as Reedy Patel, is accused of threatening to kill council members and Mayor Karen Goh. The reason for the alleged threats was because Patel said the council didn't support a ceasefire resolution against Israel and for installing heavier security at the government building due to ongoing anti-Israel protests. Well, can you blame them? Nobody wants violence in their chambers. Video footage shows Patel standing at the podium saying, "You guys are all horrible, and Jesus probably would have killed you himself," adding the council did not care about anything happening in Palestine or any other country where oppression occurs because you don't care about the oppression occurring here. "I hope one day somebody brings the guillotine and kills all of you." And then she said mofo, but you know what I'm talking about, in plural. Her comments came during two speeches she gave at the podium. When she spoke a second time, she criticized the council for installing metal detectors at the building. "We'll see you at your house. We'll murder you," she's accused of saying. Following her speeches, officials took her into custody. 18 charges she's facing. Of course, she pled not guilty. It's her opinion. Her bail was set at $1 million. And she was escorted out of the meeting, facing numerous felony counts. Anti-Israel protesters who were there with Patel tried to distance themselves from the woman after she was arrested. Oh, it's okay to come in and start screaming at city council and threatening to kill him, except when the cops now want to do something, it's like, "Oh, I'm going to get arrested. No, I'm getting out of here. Oh, look what they're doing, boy. She's going down for that one." Amazing how that works, huh? It never ceases to amaze me how we have so much going on in this country that needs to be addressed, including California's financial demise. But this woman named Patel, by golly, is up there screaming and threatening officials. I mean, how stupid can you be? That's worse than publishing it on social media. But this is the kind of stuff, because of the divisiveness in America, this is what we're facing. And of course, over the weekend, believe it or not, in case you missed it, predicting the future of America? Well, Hollywood said it first, right? Civil War opened at the box offices all across America. It looks like more men went to see it. $50 million movie about a divided America being a big swing for A24 as it tries to produce bigger movies, marking its most expensive production to date. Conquered the domestic box office with $25.7 million in sales. Clearly split feelings about it. Moviegoers only bestowed it with a B cinema score, or B-. While post-track exits were mixed, the movie audience skewed mostly heavily male, 73%. Civil War, basically, this movie follows a wartime photojournalist played by Kirsten Dunst and her colleagues as they make their way across a hostile U.S. that has been torn apart under the authoritarian rule of a three-term president. Ooh. Yet the film shies away from red state, blue state divisions, and the politics behind the conflict are generally left unexplained, other than to say one of the president's first actions was to disband the FBI, an apparent nod to former President Trump, who was called to defund the bureau. Yeah, the timing surely isn't a coincidence as it hits the cinemas amid election year, in which Biden and Trump are once again the leading candidates. And, of course, all the media is screaming. More than a dozen major media outlets want Biden and Trump to debate. Good night, everybody. Yeah. And who are these media outlets? Yep. Let's see. This is an April 14th joint statement. Amidst that backdrop, there's simply no substitute for the candidates debating with each other and before the American people their visions for the future of our nation. And who is it? AP, CBS, CNN, Fox, News Nation, USA Today, ABC, NBC, PBS, NPR, and C-SPAN. Good night, everybody. Yeah. How's that going to work out? Yeah, you know where that came from, right? Fetterman's first question. That's his response. This is craziness. Yeah, see, they all want to put Biden on stage so they can, what are they going to do? Pump Joe up on Adderall so he can sit there and scream and Trump's going to sit there and just laugh and shake his head and watch Biden sit there and attempt to call him a clown? He did this the last time. You know, when they were able to do anything, he calls him a clown. He called other presidential candidates a clown during the last Democratic presidential debates, if you remember that. That's one of his favorite words when he's not shoving an ice cream cone in that puss of his. So you got to wonder how that's going to fare. Because, see, the last time that he got elected, he was hiding in his basement. And that's what everybody's afraid of. As a matter of fact, there's now a survey, like you need it, showing, and this is a new poll, 10% drop in favorability of the federal government. And it soared as part of Biden's third year in office. 22% of U.S. adults polled in December last had a favorable opinion of the federal government. Gee, I wonder what 22% those were. A 10-point drop compared to the 32% who held a similar view in August of 2019 during President Trump's third year in office. So, in other words, the negative views continue to increase. People don't trust the government anymore. Can you blame them? RFK Jr., meanwhile, who is not part of the Biden-Trump debate, I wish they'd put him in there, I really do. Boy, you talk about the blowhards going at it. And how are they going to rig the debate? Who's going to actually moderate this? That's what I want to know. RFK Jr. fired a New York campaign staffer for saying misrepresentative things on video. Yep. Rita Palma, New York campaign staffer, got on a video last week encouraging an audience to back Mr. Kennedy on the New York ballot because it would help Mr. Trump beat Mr. Biden in November. She falsely identified herself as the New York State director of Mr. Kennedy's campaign, which, of course, Amaryllis Fox Kennedy said on April 10th is false. So she was dismissed from her job. Ouch. Now we have word of a government employee, member of the Treasury Department. They got his name, but they won't tell anybody who it was. He was there on J6, violated the law, but wasn't prosecuted. You see how that works? This is why people don't trust the government, folks. Investigators with the U.S. Treasury Department Office of the Inspector General, acting on a tip from the DOJ, found that an OIG worker, that's an Office of Inspector General worker from the Treasury, was on the Capitol grounds and breached the Capitol. But, of course, he wasn't prosecuted. But there's a Virginia man, Joshua Dylan Haynes, 41 years old, was sentenced to 32 months in prison after he pleaded guilty to an obstruction of an official proceeding of Congress. 32 months in prison, but now he's been ordered to pay $33,000 worth of media equipment he smashed up at the Capitol when the riots got out of hand. And he all thought, oh, yeah, we attacked the CNN reporters and the fake news and destroyed tens of thousands of their video equipment, he bragged about. But actually, what it was, his assumption that the camera equipment he destroyed belonging to CNN, it was in fact the property of ZDF, a German public TV broadcasting service. Haynes was ordered to pay the ZDF's insurer the dollar equivalent of €29,989.36, or $33,000 based on the current exchange rate. Ouch. Well, that's what you get for being a moron. You know, I clearly heard President Trump saying at the Ellipse to peacefully go and make yourselves heard. I didn't hear President Trump say anything about going and smashing up stuff. But this is what happens when you have agents provocateur working at the Capitol yelling, get in there. And people, man, they believe, oh, yeah, let's get all right. Hey, come on, we got them now. Meanwhile, in the election cycles, a federal judge has dismissed a legal challenge to Georgia's voter citizenship verification requirements, keeping in place the state's process of cross-checking citizenship status to determine voter eligibility and handing a win to election integrity advocates. This is Judge Eleanor Ross for the Northern District of Georgia, U.S. District, Georgia. And, of course, all the plaintiffs' claims saying that, oh, they'll unfairly burden the right to vote, they were dismissed. The judge ruled that all of these requirements about showing your ID were entirely reasonable. The requirement was fulfilled, according to Brad Raffensperger, who defended it, was fulfilled by matching driver's license or state ID numbers submitted for voter registration with corresponding records at the Georgia Department of Driver Services to confirm you were indeed a citizen. When a naturalized citizen registers to vote in Georgia, their county registrar verifies proof of citizenship using DDS data. If that voter citizenship can't be verified through that database, the onus is on the voter to submit proof of citizenship within 26 months or their voter registration application will be canceled. That's how it works. I don't see where that messes with anybody's rights to vote, do you? Meanwhile, up in Idaho, the Supreme Court there has upheld recent legislative amendments to the state's voter identification requirements, affirming a lower court's ruling in favor of the Idaho Secretary of State Phil McGrane, which eliminated the use of student IDs for voter registration and in-person voting. Yeah, see, you got all these out-of-state college voters. Of course, all the advocacy groups came out and says, well, this will disproportionately affect these people. But see, they come in with a student ID. Anybody can make up a student ID. House Bill 124 removes student IDs as acceptable proof of identity at polling places, while House Bill 340 revised the identification needed for voter registration, eliminating the option to use the last four digits of a Social Security number. Instead, voters now have to present a current Idaho driver's license, a U.S. passport, a tribal identification card, or a concealed weapon license. The court held the changes enacted by House Bills 124 and 340 did not infringe on the constitutional rights to vote. So, you know, if you're going to try to steal the election, no, they're watching. House Speaker Mike Johnson, by the way, met with Trump over the weekend, and they are urging support for a bill aimed at preventing non-citizens from voting in federal elections. Can you blame them? What we're going to do is introduce legislation to require every single person who registers to vote in a federal election has to prove they are an American citizen first, according to Mr. Johnson. Imagine how that works. Oh, they wait till election year to do it. Wonder why. We'll be back after these important messages from the Power Hour at the Power Mall with more news. Maybe a phone call or two. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Good 34 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. here on this Monday, tax day. We'll talk about that in a minute. An interview with Trump co-defendant Waltin Nauta that he gave to the FBI was unsealed last Friday after defense attorneys claimed prosecutors had flouted court instructions by filing their own responses to motions publicly, getting widespread news coverage. The docketing comes as U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon holds a hearing on the same day Mr. Nauta's motion to dismiss the indictment. And all of a sudden they do that. 100-page interview, Mr. Nauta tells two individuals with the FBI that he did help move boxes from Mar-a-Lago on January 17th, loading them onto a truck that was receiving the documents for the National Archive and Records Administration. Yeah, he admitted moving the... He said we transported him to a car, we loaded it onto a truck. That was it. He didn't pay any attention to news stories, didn't know the details of a news article about the documents being moved that one of the individuals questioned him about. He said he recalled about 15 to 17 boxes. The truck was so huge they couldn't get it on the property. It was like, this is a lot. This is a lot of truck for this many boxes. The truck had to park right outside the Mar-a-Lago gate, and they brought the boxes out in a car. They had been moved from Pine Hall outside President Trump's suite. But Mr. Nauta said he didn't know why they'd been there the whole time, didn't know what they were for. So he's literally trying to get out of being charged and getting his case dismissed. And meanwhile, more than a dozen, 19 to be specific, former Defense Department officials. Here comes the deep state. Admirals, generals, Defense Department officials filed a brief, amicus brief with the Supreme Court, arguing against former President Trump's presidential immunity argument. Imagine that. Let's see who signed off on this. Former CIA Director Michael Hayden, retired Admiral Thad Allen, retired General George Casey, retired General Charles Kulak, and more. Yeah, they claim granting President Trump immunity against criminal claims could lead to activity that put the U.S. national security at risk. Really? How about all the stuff you guys did behind the scene that put U.S. national security at risk? How about that? I don't hear anybody chiming in about that. No, but you got to file this amicus brief. Gee, and I wonder if Judge Cannon is going to have a say in that or whether she's just going to dismiss it. I mean, that amicus brief does become part of the record. It comes as the Supreme Court is set to hear arguments in the former president's assertions that he should enjoy immunity from prosecution for activity that he carried out while he was president. He invoked the argument after he was accused by federal prosecutors of attempting to illegally overturn the 2020 election results. Illegally how? See, they got a big road, roto here. Big problem. 37 minutes after the hour, now we move on to the tax day. Otherwise, some of you call it the big fleece, right? Today's the deadline to file your income tax return and extensions to the IRS for most people. If you don't owe anything, then you can claim an extension and wait until October 15th to file your returns. However, there is no extension on making payments. The IRS says adding failure to pay by April 15th will result in penalties and interest payments. Oh, darn. Last week, the IRS said it received 101.8 million returns and processed 66.8 million refunds as of April 5. According to new data released, all you dutiful people out there that complied, and you probably e-filed, right? Gee, what a nice way to further adjust to convenience. Yeah, we'll do everything online. Isn't that amazing? Just go fill out this form. If you're entitled to a refund, the average refund, about $3,011, or a slight increase over the $2,878 that was refunded last year. Some $201.1 billion in total refunds have been processed by the IRS this season so far. I love it when they call it a season. Spring, summer, fall, winter, and tax time. Like I said, what a nice way to further adjust to convenience. That way, when they bring on the CBDCs, you have no other choice. But we're used to it. No problem. And of course, earlier we talked about the U.S. government being a deadbeat, being nearly $35 trillion in debt. The American people and U.S. government operate under two completely different sets of rules, with the government borrowing money it never pays back, according to Joe Penland Sr., founder of Joe from Texas, a grassroots organization. He had an interview with Breitbart over the weekend. Penland and his organization have released a contract known as the Contract from the American People, which asked for a commitment from candidates running for president to pursue the following agenda of reining in spending and helping to control the national debt, setting up a mechanism to help control debt in the long term, securing the southern border, and tackling illegal immigration, among other issues. Amazing how that works. And this is all based on stuff that Newt Gingrich did way back when. This has 10 main pillars or key components to it that they're asking candidates for president to pledge to make a priority. Well, how nice is that? Just because they say something, as you well know, doesn't mean they're actually going to follow through with it. According to Penland, businesses and banks and all of us operate under one set of rules. The government operates under another set of rules. America borrows money to buy a car, house, or whatever. They got to pay for it. America borrows money to do just about anything. Start a business. We have to pay it back. Government borrows money, never pays it back. Amazing how that works, huh? It's no wonder that the negative ratings of government had gone down the toilet, huh? Before we move on to the health category here at 40 minutes after the hour, Chance in West Virginia. Good morning, sir.
Isn't it strange how all these things are happening in so close succession? You know, I'll give you a prediction. I'll give you what I see coming down the road. I think chaos is coming down the road, total chaos, and there won't be an election. I'm already starting to see this. Get a load of this. Not only is food going up, but everything's going up, from utilities to trash pickup to post office. You know, I got a trash collection bill, and it was higher than it normally is. So I called up to question it, right? You know what the woman says to me? She says this to me. Yeah, well, my groceries went up, she said to me. That's what she said. So I said to her, I said, well, I wouldn't know that because I eat dirt and grass. I don't buy groceries. And then to top it off, she says, well, and it's going to be going up in another couple of weeks again. This is what she tells me. So based on these, and this is only one instance, people snapping at each other, I'm starting to see. Uh-huh. So what I see coming down the road, I can give you many examples of this.
I know you could.
Yeah. So, in other words, people in customer service or people in utility, whoever you call, are going to give you these answers. Or they're going to give you these kinds of answers or this. Just pay it. That's what they're going to tell you. So people get ready for this. Because, unfortunately, people don't gather together and go to the root of the problem. They take it out on each other. This is not all people, but most people. So this is what we're going to see. Total chaos, everything going up, and I think we're not going to see elections. Because people now, they have short tempers. Regardless of how high the bill is that you're paying, your monthly bill or... you're going to get these kind of responses because, like I said, people don't gather together and go to the source of the problem. Now, with the trash situation, if somebody was smart, right, they would say, the hell with this. I got a truck. You know what? I'll pick up people's garbage, charge them a little less. I'll make money, and I'll drop it off. But no, they don't think that way. See?
No.
What they do is they snap. You're forced. This is why people feel so alone. Like I said, rather than go to the source of the problem, they turn their frustrations on each other. So get ready for a lot of those responses, Dave. I hate to say it, but that's human nature.
Yeah, can be that way, Chance. I appreciate your call. Well, here's the other end of that equation, too. I got a bill from my trash service, and they said you have the option to save money by paying a year in advance. And when I totaled up what four payments would be and looked at their discount, I went ahead and paid the whole year's trash bill. How's that?
You can do
maybe
that now when they're struggling week to week,
maybe,
Dave.
See what maybe, I mean?
They've
yeah,
got to find the eight
ball. I get it.
They
got to
find
I'm looking,
the eight ball.
I know it. But see, the thing is when they also regulate the fact, and this is how the choke, this is the choke point we talk about, and I've been talking about that ever since I was broadcasting with the radio station in Florida. We've been talking about choke points and what they were going to start doing to tie people up in knots. And this is it. And see, the thing
well,
with
I'll leave
tax
you with
day,
one thing,
you know,
yeah. I'll leave you with one thing, Dave. If that's happening here where people are generally friendly, I could just imagine what's happening in other states. So get prepared, folks, because this is what's coming down the pike. And I don't think there's going to be an election. They're going to create total chaos on every front. And that's what I feel. So we're not looking for good times ahead, believe me, unfortunately. Thank you, Dave. Now have a good day.
You too, Chance. Appreciate that. Debbie in Indiana, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. I have a step-granddaughter that lives in Pennsylvania. And I guess her son that was in kindergarten went to school and saw his little brother was touching him. And the older brother's like autistic and stuff, but apparently he was touching other boys in his class. So CPS put a monitor in the boy's bedroom. And about a week and a half ago, CPS came to the door, and her fiancé entered the door and told him they couldn't come in. And then probably a week after, which has been recently, I don't know how many days ago, but their front door got kicked in. And I don't know if it was police or what, but they didn't have a warrant. They said they're there because they were looking for somebody, and they said they had the right to come in on probable cause because there was kids, and they destroyed her house.
Wow. And how does she relate it to you?
She's my daughter-in-law's daughter, step-granddaughter to me.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, it's amazing. This happened in Pennsylvania, and they just kicked in her front door. But, I mean, you know, I'm curious as to how CPS put a camera in the boy's bedroom.
Not to monitor. I don't know if there's a camera or not, but I told her mom to tell her that they're probably listening.
Wow.
It's just strange that after her fiancé wouldn't let CPS and that they couldn't kick her door in.
Yeah, that generally, what goes around comes around. I mean, that's just it. I mean, you sit there and see, obviously somebody knows about the threshold rule. And if they got a warrant, it's one thing. But if they don't have a warrant, there's only one reason why somebody could kick in a front door of somebody's house. And generally, it's because they think, and this is what we call the hot pursuit angle, is they think that they are in hot pursuit of somebody and that person entered into your premises and they are chasing them. And so that is the only general exception to the rule, except, of course, if you have a search warrant or an arrest warrant, just like Brian Malinowski, he had a search warrant, but yet they shot him in the head. 6 a.m. they show up. Boom. In goes the front door. I mean, hey, this may become more commonplace than. So, you know, are the kids still in the house, or were they taken out?
No, they're still there.
Hmm. Then no touchy-feely
okay.
going on?
It's what?
No touchy-feely going on still?
If there is, I haven't heard any more about it.
Boy, you would think something like that would scare the hell out of a kid, don't you think? Maybe not.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Debbie.
Okay. And then April 2nd, nobody would have known about this, but like 4 miles from where I live, there was a condemned house that had two Venezuelan families living in that basement. One of them OD'd, so the police and stuff went there, so that's how it got found out. But there was three people that knew about it, and one of them was a preacher, one of them was an amateur news reporter, and Indiana's congressman, Frank Mervan.
Interesting. Yep. We didn't hear about that. Obviously, these are the little things that, I mean, if you read like Blaze Media and stuff like that, it seems like, and I hate to, you know, take issue with them, but every time I open up a Blaze Media, there are stories just like that. And there's stories about, I probably read over the last 2 weeks, stories of about at least four teachers having sex with their students in cars at 3 o'clock in the morning, parked out in somewhere in Lover's Lane. There's stories about, you know, people being stabbed, people being carjacked in broad daylight and they're found shot to death and their car burned out. I mean, I could sit there if it bleeds, it leads, and see what good is it going to do anybody here. What good is it going to do? I mean, we are trying to go about living our lives as best we can and all this stuff. And this is all the news media, and I'm including Blaze Media here. All the people, you know, they got pictures. Every time you go to Blaze Media, it's got Fearless, it's got Glenn Beck, it's got Levin, it's got Dave Rubin, it's got all these people's pictures down there. Well, we're the conservative media, and we're here to tell you about all the bad things that are happening. I'm just like, wow, this is crazy. Why would they just be talking about that? How productive is that to tell everybody, well, we're promoting how bad crime is? How bad it is, like, we're going to do something? If I might interject here, under Second Amendment, there's a report out now from the National Shooting Sports Foundation indicating Americans own over 700 million ammunition magazines with greater than a 10-round capacity. This is the NSSF's Detachable Magazine Report, found an estimated 963,772,000 ammo magazines in circulation. 717,900 have a capacity of greater than 10 rounds. 46% of the magazines estimated in the study are rifle magazines with 30-plus round capacity. And of course, I know, you can never have enough.
Yeah, I know.
So just imagine that. It's no wonder our government is so paranoid and why they passed that FISA bill over the weekend. Yeah, surveillance state, man, they're scared. Of course, they passed the renewal without the added warrant mandate for U.S. data a week before it was set to expire. House Freedom Caucus conservatives and their allies blocked the bill from heading to the Senate. In the dramatic moments after its passage in the House, Ana Paulina Luna of Florida raised a procedural measure objecting to the final vote count, which was then countered by the bill's sponsor, Laura Lee of Florida. Now, these are two Republicans fighting each other, and House Intelligence Committee Chair Mike Turner. Now, that guy's a piece of work, huh? The House has to vote on whether to reconsider passage of it today, shortening the Senate's timeline to consider it before its expiry on April 19th, the satanic holiday. Ooh. So, you know, this is what's going on here. It's no wonder they're freaking out. Amazing how that works. Brady in Arizona. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Where to start again today? Over in Iran, I thought it was kind of funny when they launched their drone and missile attack into Israel. They gave, what, a three-hour warning? So they had all the defense systems shooting all these, whatever, 300 missiles down. They cost Iran maybe $1,000 per drone or whatever they were shooting. And it cost about $1 million for those rocket systems that were taking out those $1,000 rockets. So actually, it was kind of funny because if you were Iran, you're just laughing. Now they just used up all their weaponry in defense in the first round. So today, Mike Johnson, they incorporated that into the Ukrainian spending bill. They wanted $60 billion or whatever. But now they're connected. Israel and Ukraine are now connected, according to NATO. So they're going to try to squeeze a bill in for the Jewish people today. I don't know how many billion they're going to try to squeeze in, but the funny thing is, all these battles that we're providing aid and money and weapons to, what does Ukraine and Israel have in common, Dave?
I don't know. Is this a joke, Brady?
Well, it's not really a joke, but it's kind of funny. They are not members of NATO. And huh. I think that should be addressed immediately today, because here you got $60 billion or so going for, again, for the Ukro-Nazis. We got a wide open border here in Arizona. All they need is about $6 billion. And we could probably double up the wall with that. Maybe we can put some moats in between and fill them up with alligators.
We appreciate that, Brady. Thanks for the suggestions. We're at the break right now, folks. When we come back, we've got more news for you. Lots to talk about this morning. Full blotter of stuff here. So you stay right there. We'll be back after these important messages. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.